Now, this here is Kermit the Frog's old office.
Or so we've been told.
Well, as you know, gentlemen.
Toads.
I've loved the Muppets since I was a boy. Mm-hmm. And what better way to honor the Muppets than to make this beautiful studio a Muppet Museum? Mm-hmm. I think I'll call this room the Kermit the Frog's old office room.
Oh, good one, Mr. Richmond.
That is lovely.
Now, this here is the standard rich and famous contract Kermit signed 30 years ago that contains...
the deed to this property.
Exactly. Now, this contract is 100% ironclad, with one minor exception. If the Muppets can raise the $10 million it would cost to buy the building before this contract expires, then they get their studio back.
You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say you were reciting some sort of an important plot point.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, I just bored the audience half to death.
You mean half the audience is still alive?
It's nice doing business with you.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Why? Love geriatric humor.
Gentlemen, there's oil under this studio. Yeah, I can smell it. And more importantly, the geological survey says there definitely is.
Oh.
In 2 weeks, we tear this place to the ground and start drilling. Ah, those Muppets. They think they're so funny. Well, it looks like the joke's about to be on them. Maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your host, Kermit the Frog. It's the Muppet Show with a feature like this. Special guest, Sarah Cartwright.
We'd be back here.
Dreams? Those were nightmares.
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
Hey guys, what's up? What's poppin'? That's right. It's a feature like this. I'm your host, Sarah Cartwright. Yeah, a movie review podcast where, of course, we love talking about movies and we're going to review movies. And I don't know, guys, I'm feeling a little hype, man. You know what I mean? Like, I hope you're feeling a little hype, too. This is my birthday month. If you guys aren't familiar, when I mentioned earlier. Anyways, first off, if you're new to listening to this, well, thanks for tuning in. And if you want to hit that subscribe button, I really would appreciate that. And if you're a continuing listener and you haven't already smashed that subscribe button, then what the hell, man? Keep smashing it. Also, before I get so crazy, get on our social media, guys. Links down below. And we just got stickers. So if you want a sticker, hit me up and I'll figure out mail. You know what I mean? Like, we'll do it. Guys, I'm also here with my other guests. That's right. The ones that I love dearly and the biggest pains in my ass is my pets. My dog Brutus and Nestor, my cat Nestor, they you know, when you start setting up the mic, they just are like, hey, what are you doing? Let me be loud. So you're going to hear them. I got to get this done. They're going to do what they want to do. So, hey, double whammy, right? No, I'm just, oh, man. I hope everyone's having fun. Yeah. Okay. So if you guys haven't heard, my birthday is actually the same day that the Oscars are, April 25th. So this year I'm feeling like really movie. I've been wanting to do a movie that like won an Oscar or like I think should have won an Oscar at least. And, you know, actually the Saturday before the 24th, there will be an episode of me, Sean and Pat discussing, like, you know, Oscar predictions. And that's another thing, too. I've been pretty busy watching a whole bunch of movies this month and everything. Like, it's been kind of cray-cray. But it was fun. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm still, like, way behind. I still got a whole bunch to do. But I think, like, we were discussing it yesterday, and I was like, I'm pretty sure we can pull this off for predictions. But I'm excited. So stay tuned for that. And then that way, the next day, you can... maybe if we were right or just like way off, who knows, right? Also, next coming up episodes got some like new guests come in. That's right. That's awesome. I'm pretty excited. So it is like Oscar season, guys, and I'm like feeling so like movie buzz right now. So like I said, I've been watching a lot of movies. I've just been, you know, just like in movie mode. So it's kind of been hard to like pick which one I want to review, because when I review a movie, I do watch it like 2-3 times, probably do like a lot of research on it. And I just like was pulling so much rank. It's like insane. But there is this one film recently that I would say is probably me and my husband's like guilty pleasure movie. That's right. It's the 2011 Muppets movie. That's right. I'm getting on that. If you guys like didn't already like catch on all the Muppet references already. But yeah, Muppet movie came out November 23rd, 2011. I'm going to go. OK, so here's the thing. Like, I'll tell when I go through this, this is going to be like a lighter review than I usually do. But I still want to review it because we just watched this not too long ago and it actually did win an Oscar, which I'm so excited. And also, some of my fans here are like How I Met Your Mother fans. And obviously, Jason Segel is one of the main characters. And guess what, guys? He actually wrote this. So if you're just like such a Jason Segel fan and you appreciate his work, you would love The Muppets. Like, it totally speaks his mind. Like, music, comedy, like satire, it's all there. Obviously, Disney has bought out The Muppets. So, you know, they got like their whole bump on that. I love The Muppets, honestly. So, like, okay, really quickly, let me do the budget. Okay, so the budget was $45 million. That's actually not, I mean, compared to, like, what I've seen, that's not, like, a high budget for, like, at least Disney film. And you would think, like, with all the puppeteers and everything. But it box office $165.2 million. So it made, like, a pretty good hefty amount. Disney made out on that film, obviously. Anything with Oscars is great. That's what I'm just going to say. Like, I love The Muppets so much that... you know, obviously, it was way too young for The Muppet Show. I mean, I kind of do remember, I think, like, someone had tapes of it, like, recorded or something like that. And I do kind of remember seeing parts and bits of it, like, the songs and everything. But mostly importantly, like, my grandmother has, or had, I'm not sure exactly, I'm sure it's, like, I guess at my grandpa's house, because my grandma's passed away. But she's has a Miss Piggy Muppet puppet, I guess. You know what I mean? It's kind of like insane. Obviously, it's not been kept because, like, you know. But I just, like, I don't know. It's just, like, a big memory of it. So, like, I don't know. Every time I think of the Muppets, I kind of think of my grandma. So, it's kind of nice. And also, I mean, the Muppets, it's literally, like, I don't know. It's... I was probably too young to appreciate it, obviously, but it's literally, like, the best satire ever. Like, that's why I'm, like, if you guys want to appreciate my birthday... check out this film and everything. Here's the thing. On my birthday, like, I want everyone to do this. On my birthday, tag me, like, and that's the day of the Oscars, tag me, like, on Instagram at What Is Sarah or at a feature like this and tell me what film you're watching and everything. Double points. I'll give you a shout out if you tag me and you're watching The Muppets. That's all right. So yeah, do that for me. But yeah, I would say this is me and my husband's like guilty pleasure film and everything, because we started dating when this movie came out. I think we like rented it shortly after, like, we were dating kind of thing. And it's just such a happy like film. It's one of those films like my husband will pretend to like, oh, I don't want to watch this. This is childish. But then, you know, when you're like 10 minutes in, you're fucking losing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't help it. Like, this movie is great. It's... guys, like I said, it was up for the Oscars. Like, it's best satire. It breaks the fourth wall. Mad cameos and Muppets. So what else would you want? Okay, so I think I'm going to go through the cameos as much as I can when I go through the film kind of thing, because there's so many things. Like I said, I love a good film that has like a bunch of cameos in it. Makes me feel like that's the only reason why I want to be famous. It's just so I can be on like a children's like cameo film. Okay, so the story of The Muppets, the film. Okay, so really quickly, the story of the Muppets movie. Walter, who is obviously like a Muppet, he's like a puppet form, which is like, you know, how does that happen? I don't know. But we're going to go with the story. We're going to go with the magic of this film, okay? Because I'm not just like a random bitch who just like loves only horror movies, okay? I love anything. Like, I know. I've been watching reviewing a lot of horror movies. Got some good ones coming up, actually. That's so crazy. Keeping a little light coming up, I guess you could say. All right. So we got, Walter and Gary. So Gary is obviously Jason Segel. They're brothers. They're from small town, obviously, like cute and adorable. But like Walter doesn't fit in, obviously, because like he's a Muppet, you know, and everyone else is human. And he like, you know, but he obviously discovers the Muppets and he's obsessed with them. Like he's buying mad merch. He's like dressing up for costumes in them. Like he's showing mad love for them. You know what I mean? Years down the road, you know, they're always, you know, him and his brother, Gary and Walter are always enjoying watching the Muppets. And then years down the road, Gary and Mary, who is Amy Adams, they've been dating and they're celebrating their 10 years. And they're like, we're going to go to a trip to L.A. And obviously, like, Walter's like, oh, my gosh, you got to definitely hit up the Muppet Studios and get me some of that straight up merch. And Gary's like, hell yeah, because you're going to come with and we're all going to do it and everything. And, you know, he's like, yeah, like she loves it and everything. So they do this adorable dance number. And now, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I'm pretty sure my husband only married me because I made him pretty much memorize the words of the song of Life is a Happy Song. I might put it in here.
Everything is great. Everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand.
Everything is perfect. It's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face.
Life's a happy song, and there's someone by my side to sing along.
When you're alone, life can be a little rough. It makes you feel like you're 3 foot tall. When it's just you, well, times can be tough. When there's no one there to catch your fall.
Everything is great. Everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect. It's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life smells like a rose.
With someone to paint.
And someone to pose. Life's a piece of cake. With someone to pedal,
someone to break.
Life is full of glee.
With someone to saw,
and someone to see. Life's a happy song when there's someone by my side to sing along. I've got everything that I need right in front of me. Nothing's stopping me. Nothing that I can't be with you right here next to me.
Life's a piece of cake. With someone to give.
And someone to
have you cake.
Life's a piece of pie.
With someone to wash.
And someone to drive.
Life's an easy road.
With someone beside you to share the load.
Life is full of highs.
With someone to stir.
And someone to fry.
Life's a leg of lamb.
With someone there to lend a hand.
Life's a bunch of flowers.
With someone to while away the hours.
Life's a fillet of fish.
Hey!
Yes, it is.
Life's a happy song.
When you get someone by your side to sing along.
Yeah, so me and my husband do those like parts and everything, and it's so like beautiful and wonderful. And I'm pretty sure, like, oh shit, now I guess I told you guys. Well, I'm pretty sure that's why he married me, because I hold this against him, but I guess I told you guys. I don't know. He downloaded Spotify. Let's see if he listened to this podcast. Dude, no, this is like, it's pretty awesome. I love it. How could you not love that song? But later down the road, you know, they're like, you know, they're off to LA and they're like, we're checking out the Muppet Studios and everything. But it's like, you know, torn down. Nothing's like looking great. You know, it's not like it's on this last limb. Like, you know, half the attractions aren't even open and everything, you know, on the tour. And Walter's kind of like, he sneaks in and he overhears like the evil plan, which you probably heard in the beginning, because I'm putting it from the opening. The plot point of the film is that they have, you know, the Muppets are going to lose the studios if they can't raise $10 million by like, you know, a certain time. And the evil guy obviously texts Rich Man, because that's legit. He's I think that's like a legit evil man's name, the Rich Man. Yeah, so like his evil plan is to like, you know, drill oil and everything. So obviously, you know, Walter's upset. Like, that's like one of the better parts. Like, he starts screaming like he's running out and everything. And they try to track down Kermit. And, you know, they're trying to like get over his fence. Actually, I have to put the scene in with the fence because it is pretty funny, honestly.
We've been doing this for a long time. I think maybe we should call it a night.
Well, guys.
Oh, we can't give up, Gary.
I know, but it's getting really late. Maybe we should just go back to the motel.
Guys.
What?
Maybe he lives there.
Oh, that's it.
So what do we do now?
I don't see a doorbell. And the house looks empty.
Gary, throw me over.
What?
Gary, just throw me over already.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
One, okay, two, three. Yep.
That's good. That's all good.
Sorry.
No, it's
guys,
good.
I think that's an electric fence.
Mary, it's Kermit the Frog.
Okay, buddy, head down.
One, two, three.
It's an electric fence.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Walter? Walter, buddy? Walter, can you hear me? Me again.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, go. What kind of throw was that?
Guys, I think there's somebody coming.
Yeah, excuse me. You okay? That was quite a tumble.
Yeah, they meet Kermit and, you know, and they explain to Kermit, they're like, hey, Kermit, you know, we need to, like, you know, like they overheard about like the plan, the evil plan of Tex. And, you know, we have to save the studio. But like Kermit's like, I don't know, like, I don't think that we can get the gang all together. I'm sorry. I'm going to put like a lot of music in this because I don't know. I just like love this film and I want you guys to love it. I really want you guys to like watch it. But I know you bitches be lazy sometimes. So I'm going to put it in here of the pictures in my head.
Is there more I could have said? Now there are only pictures in my head. That's why my green is feeling gray. Sometimes even frogs have rainy days. Remember when the stage caved in while you were rocking out? Who'd have thought your smorgasbord would be hard to live without? If we could do it all again, just another chance to entertain. Would anybody watch or even care? Or did something break we can't repair? Your cannonball trajectory, it always gave me hope. They may have been unbearable, but I still loved your jokes. Is there more I could have said? Now there are only pictures in my head.
I didn't do it. I've been framed. Waka waka.
Gonzo the Great will ride this baby again.
It's Furnisher Nicky. It's Furnisher in the Chicky. This legato tune is positively, most transparently bringing me down.
For sure.
One, two and a half. Could we do it all again? Make them laugh while
like we did then. We could harmonize for one more song.
But I'm standing here instead. Now they're only pictures in my head.
But they're finally like, you know what? It can work if we just put on a telethon and everything. Like, to raise $10 million, he's like, Kermit's like, we would have to put on a telethon. He's like, I don't even know if I can get all the Muppets together. So he's like, let's get all the Muppets together. There is obviously Fonzie. So Fonzie's like stuck with like this like B-grade style of the Muppets called the Moopits. I think everyone, that's hilarious. They're just like doing like back covers of like the old Muppet songs and everything. It's so funny. Fonzie's like, his room is like in an alley. So they, you know, they obviously they get him on board. They go meet Gonzo. Gonzo is like the toilet factory, like billionaire, rich man, supplying all these toilets everywhere and everything. His is hilarious. I remember my husband just like bursting out laughing when he was just like, I've been wearing this costume under my suit for 10 years. Oh man. And then the next one after that, they go to the Animal, and this is where you get like a lot more cameos coming in. You get Jack Black. So like Animal is like at this like sanctuary, like the spa kind of thing, where he's like, you know, anger management, be in control. This girl's lame here. What's up? Okay, so they're at the spa sanctuary, and that's where they find, you know, you see Jack Black's there, and there's Kristen Schaal. So if you guys don't know, she plays the voice of Louise in Bob's Burgers. Like, she's super hilarious. So that's like our first few cameos, and they get Animal. But the rest of them, they're like, okay, let's just do a montage for the rest of them. And they're super hilarious. Like, you know, obviously, they're great in their Muppet ways. But then they're like, oh, we have to get to Miss Piggy. And they're like, oh, she's in France. Like, she's in Paris. And they're like, well, how are we going to get there? We're like, well, we'll travel by map, of course. Like, that's so cute and everything. And so they get to Miss Piggy in France. And that's where you see the next cameo, which is Emily Blunt. She's kind of doing like the Devil Wears Prada character because she's like working for Vogue, because like Miss Piggy's working, she's like her secretary and everything. And that's where they perform like the legendary Muppet Man and everything, where they, you know, dress like up as a man kind of thing. And then you start going to like, you know, they try to get her on board, but Miss Piggy's kind of like, well, I have like hard feelings about Kermit. Because, you know, like they always had that weird thing for each other, but we're not going to get into that. Maybe like a bestiality, like a weird, like, you know, species bestiality podcast. I don't know. You go find it. Okay, so the next step is like to put this telethon on. They're like, well, we got to get like a network to get us on. And obviously they go through all the networks. Like, they go through Fox, they go through NBC, like all of them, like a Spanish network. And then finally they get to CDE, which, if you guys aren't dumb, it's obviously ABC, because ABC Family is Disney and Disney owns the Muppets. So obviously it was going to be them. And who do they have? Our next wonderful cameo is Rashida Jones. That's right, baby. We all love her. And she does such a great job for this. Like, just like kind of exactly what like a TV executive studio kind of would act like. And then after that, like, you know, right away she's like, well, I'm not going to have you guys on because, you know, you're not cool no more. And their favorite, their best TV show is like getting like Punch a Teacher. And then she shows like a preview, and you see her next cameo, which is Ken Jeong. That's awesome. Like, you know, being the host of that show. But then Donald Glover comes in as like part of the studio, and he's like, well, the Teachers National Society or whatever is like, you know, suing us, so we can't have that on. So of course there's a 120 minute slot that's open in 2 days. So obviously the Muppets can have it in 2 days. Man, they have to get a celebrity host. They have to clean up the studio. And yeah, they have to do all that stuff. But then finally, like, Mary's like getting upset because she's like, yeah, she's singing and like rebuilding stuff. But she's also like, well, we were here for our anniversary and nothing's really happening. So like, you know, she's kind of doing this whole like, I'm like a party for one kind of deal, which goes into this best song that she does kind of like with Miss Piggy, which is the Me Party. Oh, man, do I put it in here? I think I'm going to have to.
Welcome. How many in your party? Two?
No, just the one.
All right, party of one, follow me.
I
look around, and once again I'm on my own. My man in here, he's gone and done me wrong. No one's gonna stop this girl from having fun. I throw my hands up high and have a party for one. I'm having a me party, a party by myself.
Sit around by myself and wait for you. Haven't you heard? One is the new two. I'm gonna make a scene. I'm gonna make a fuss. Tonight I'm gonna celebrate with just the one of us. I'm having a me party.
Haven't I seen you here before?
A me party.
I'm the last one on the dance floor.
Me party.
A party just for one.
Me party.
It's a solo party.
Excuse me, miss, you expecting anyone else?
Oh, no, no, it's just me, party of one.
But finally, after all that hogwash and everything, you know, Kermit's like, I can't get a celebrity. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, you know, yeah, the studio looks like, you know, the theater looks great and everything, but I don't know, like, I can't get a celebrity. So they kind of, like, plead with, like, Tex Richmond and, you know, to be like, hey, well, maybe, like, don't, like, drill, like, oil under our studio. That's, like, the nicest way to plead to, like, a rich man that's doing, like, evil business. But that's when, you know, Richmond's like, hey, that's not, like, your only problem. Your other problem is that, like, not only do I get your studio, but, like, I get the Muppets' name. So, like, you're not going to be nothing. Which is, like, I don't know. It's, like, salt on the wound, right? Salt babe on the wound. So obviously Miss Piggy's like, well, I'm not gonna let this happen. I'm back in this. We gonna get this done. So her plan is, let's just kidnap Jack Black, which obviously, like, Jack Black, like, in this movie, he's like an angry character, and it's just like, it's just so funny and hilarious, like, because, like, he can get angry so easily, like, the expressions and everything like that. Okay, so after that, finally, Gary and Mary kind of get into this fight, and she's like, well, I'm heading home and everything, and she kind of leaves him a letter, like, to Gary going, you have to decide, are you a man or a Muppet? Now, okay, here's the thing. So this song, Man or Muppet, Jason Segel sings in it, Walter's in it. It is freaking amazing. So this is, you know what, honestly, this whole movie was up for Best Awards, but the reason why I wanted to do this was because for the 2012 Academy Awards, the Oscars, for Best Original Song, Man or Muppet won. It was nominated for other, like, for Grammys. It didn't win. I mean, Kids' Choice Awards. It was nominated. I mean, just so many things this film was nominated for. Teen Choice Awards for Best Choice Movie Comedy. But yeah, so it won Best Original Song, Man or Muppet. And baby, you know, I gotta put this one in here.
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Muppet.
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, oh, Well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Muppet!
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
Here I go again. I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand who I am.
I'm a
So we get to that part, and then finally the telethon is about to start. And okay, so here's like one of the better, oh my God, here's one of the funnier cameos is our good old boy, Zach Galifianakis. That's right, man. And he plays Hobo Joe. Dude, Merk was freaking losing over this. Like, I mean, I was, obviously I was too, but it was just like, the, I mean, if anyone had like their best part in this film, like, I don't know. Like, part of me is like, if I was going to like, okay, if I was going to play this a part in this film, I would totally want to play that part because it was just like an outrageous part. Oh, man, I'm going to have to find a scene and maybe put it in here because it's just that good.
Okay, first we have the opening theme.
Of course.
Then you come out and introduce Fozzie.
Right.
Then
right.
We have TV executive at 6 o'clock.
What? The show is a disaster, Frog.
Veronica.
Where's the audience? I knew you guys weren't popular anymore. I should have trusted that chart. There's no one here.
What about Hobo Joe?
Who?
Why does everybody forget about Hobo Joe?
Right, just a second. Scooter!
Yeah, Chief.
Scooter, did you hand out all those flyers?
Well, of course, every last one.
Well, don't worry, we'll think of something.
Mm-hmm. You better.
Mm-hmm. Yoo-hoo! Sorry. You've got an audience. It's me! What am I, invisible?
I don't really, you know, obviously, like I said, I'm trying to keep this a little short with a whole bunch of songs. But like I said, you get more throughout the telethon. You know, the telethon's not doing so great, but then, you know, there are little steps where the power goes out, but it's fixed. You know, there wasn't no audience, but audience started coming in and they're starting getting money. They're starting to raise it. And Walter's still trying to figure out his, like his skill, like his performance skill, I guess you could say. And then through then, you're seeing lot and lot more cameos because celebrities are like, oh, yeah, like the Muppets are cool. Let me like get in this like, telethon. And so you get like Whoopi Goldberg, you get Selena Gomez, John Krasinski, Neil Patrick Harrison, like all these great, great, funny. I mean, just like, yeah, you just get like these wonderful cameos. So like, that's why I said, like, I love a good film that has a whole bunch of cameos. Like, it's a good feel. This one's a good one to watch. And then obviously throughout this whole telethon, like Tex Richman is like trying to, you know, get him down. He's trying to be like sabotage their telethon. So one of his nemesis, I guess, or his like partners in crime, I guess you could say, is Deadly. And Deadly, I don't know what creature he is. He kind of looks like a half dragon kind of thing, but he has like a British accent. And his final scene here actually is pretty choice. So I think I'm going to have to put that in here.
What? How'd they get the power back? We're going to have to get up on that roof and shut them down for good. Bolt cutters.
Bolt cutters.
Deadly, come with me.
That's it.
To the end of the Muppets. Deadly, what are you doing?
Enough! Just because I have a terrifying name and an evil English accent does not preclude the fact that in my heart, I am a Muppet, not a Muppet. Looks like it's I who will have the last laugh.
What does that mean?
It's an idiom, you idiot, because you cannot laugh. Oopsie.
<That's>
Now that's a maniacal laugh for you.
So yeah, Dudley gets back on our side because he's a Muppet. And that's a maniacal laugh. That's awesome. So we get to the end where, you know, obviously the final performance. Well, kind of final performance is the Rainbow Connection. Oh, but before that, Kermit and Miss Piggy kind of like make up a little bit and everything. Like they are like, let's rekindle love, I guess. Let's rekindle whatever this is. So obviously they're like, let's do this. Let's so they do the Rainbow Connection. And here's another thing I learned. So apparently the Rainbow Connection is a very popular wedding song. And you wouldn't think so at first, but then when you listen to it, it is actually like kind of nice and everything. So I don't know. It's I think my one friend's brother has that as a wedding song. She told me that. And I was like, oh, that's actually not, I mean, surprising, but not really. Shouldn't be. I don't know. It's a good song. I like it. Who doesn't like the Rainbow Connection? Drunk in a fucking bar, put that on. I'm sure fucking like maybe like 15 people are going to sing it. But finally, you know, they kind of like last act. They need one more act to, you know, get this money or, you know, or to fill up the time. And Walter finally realizes his performance is this bang ass whistle routine. I mean, this man can whistle. Okay. So he kind of like saves the day in a way, and he kind of becomes like one of the Muppets and everything. And just like the ending, obviously they do the ending song. There's like a big city in the streets dancing where the men and women are separated. I mean, I swear to God, musicals get such a boner for that shit. Like they love like separating the men and women, like singing with each other. Like that's why like America was great in West Side Story. But anyways, another West Side Story reference. Okay, so for everyone who hasn't seen it. Okay, anyways. So yeah, there's the ending. They pretty much save the day. They pretty much save the theater. The Muppet's name is back on. There's like a backstory of how like Tex Richmond got hit in the head and he finally got his laughter again and not gonna drill for oil. I don't know. So I guess that means like all businessmen are just like, don't laugh. I don't know. So next time you see like a really rich business people, like a really rich business person, go up to that person and tickle, 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 tickle. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I think that was it, guys. Okay. So The Muppets, it's on Netflix. That's how I watched it. So check it out. Check it out for my birthday. Tag me that you did. I'll give you a shout out in the next couple episodes. Yeah. Let's rock out, man. Also, tell me what you think movies are going to come out. Like what movie Oscar predictions are coming out. We'll totally, we'll give you like a shout out too, like what you think is good or what scene you liked and the films that are coming up. I watched a good amount of them, I think. I was typing it out and I kind of got half of a way, I think, of the all the best films that are coming up and everything. There's like so much you gotta rent. It's like insane. It is insane. All right. Check out our social media page. Check out The Muppets. And yeah, let's have some fun. Watch some movies. All right, we're getting out of here. Manam, manam. Doo, 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 doo. Manam, manam.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers.